The children, you children have been just wonderful. I want to caution you, please. Please don't sit on the fence. If you want to be near the fence, kneel down and don't stand up in front of folks sitting there, because I know you're nice and polite and you want to mind your manners. I have a key and a wedding ring here that somebody has lost, and I know you'll be glad to get it back. A wedding band and a key. One of our favorite performers is Danny Coughlin and his Flying Ropes. He'll be assisted by his mother and his fiance.
I'm the mother. This is Diane Guess, and we're from Tampa. Danny has been doing trick and fancy roping now for 10 years. He starts his loop out with a cotton spot cord. He makes it go as fast one way as it'll go, and then immediately reverses the direction and juggles it over his arm. Now that's a body juggle. And we're indebted to Olin Frazier and Michael Moore for giving us the background music this afternoon. Now Danny's going to show you a little fancy footwork here. This is called the crow hop. Uh-oh, he started shaking hands there and then lost the hand. Now, Danny's going to use the same kind of rope. It's just a little bit longer rope. It's called a Samson spot cord. Now, while Danny gets ready, I'm going to tell you about Danny's latest trick. He also performs with horses in the rodeo. And his little horse, he has trained her so that he ties the rope to the saddle horn. And then he ropes a post. She holds the other end of that rope tight, and he gets out and stands on that rope in his boots and balances on the rope while he spins his loop. So if you ever have a chance to see him in the rodeo, please come and see him. All of you remember Will Rogers, and this is the trick that he made so famous, the Texas Skip. And this one is called a wedding ring. And another juggle. Danny performs at the Florida State Fair every year. And he rides in the Gasparilla Parade. So if any of you see him, please call out his name. He sure would make him feel good to know that you'd seen him somewhere before. Now, this rope that Danny's going to use is called a Mexican maguey, and it comes from Old Mexico. Now, watch as he opens that loop from a little tiny loop to a great big one. This is called doing the zigzag. Now, if you'll see, he's holding those loops in his left hand. And you know you can turn a rope in one direction just so far, and it begins to kink. So Danny turns it this way and that. This is called the butterfly. and the arrowhead. Now watch as it goes over his shoulder and through the spoke of that loop. It's called threading the needle. Couple of fancy shoulder rolls. Danny does not use a swivel on his rope to keep that loop from twisting up. He has to know how to throw it backwards and forwards to run the kinks out. He's been learning from a very wonderful man named Larry Keskinen, who is called King of the Lasso. This is a popover, and it's one of the loops that he throws to catch a running horse, and Diane is going to be riding on one of the horses, and as she runs that horse past him, he throws the loop like that, jumps through it, rolls the loop out, and catches a horse's feet as he runs by. Unfortunately, we weren't able to bring the horses today. Now, this is one of the most difficult tricks of all. He's going to do Will Rogers' Texas Skip with his Mexican Maguey Loop.
Next part of his performance, Danny will need a pretty little lady from the audience whom he'll choose. This little lady is named Susan, and she's going to help us out today. Back in the Old West, when a cowboy really liked a girl, he would spin the wedding ring loop around he and his girlfriend. Now, Susan, Danny's going to throw that scarf on the rope, and you try and catch it without stopping the rope. Now, a cowboy would never put a girl in a situation like this without her having to pay a forfeit. So, Susan, let's give Danny a kiss on the cheek. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was nice to be here again.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now let's see, where am I? Let my goodness alive. Get my coattail pulled and lose my place. I have an announcement. There's a leather wallet with money and no ID card. It's up at the information booth, and if you can claim it, identify it, you may have it. And I have another key without a wedding ring. That one was claimed. I have another key here. Somebody's lost a key. Coming up to the mic now is a real wonderful performer. He's been to the 21-year-old folk festival 17 times. You know, we have fascinating communities and fascinating professions. Marcel, our friend, is a fishing guide down on Lake George, where the limpid waters of the St. John's River rises, down in the Crescent City area. And now he is a real ethnic guitar picker singer. Let's welcome our dear friend, Marcel Ferguson.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. It's really great to be here again and to see all these smiling faces despite the rainfall. You know, I can't come up here and play without telling you a fish tale or some kind of a tall tale. Maybe some of you have heard this one. I'll tell it again anyway. I caught one so big the other day I thought he was one-eyed until I walked around on the other side. I'd like to sing a little bit of Daddy and Home, one of the late Jimmy Rogers songs. I wish I could do it justice, but you know, he was a great singer and great yodeler, and I don't think he'll ever be equaled, but y'all bear with me as I try to sing just a little bit of Daddy and Home. I am dreaming tonight of an old southern town, the best friend that I ever had. I've grown so weary of roaming around. I'm going back home to my dad. Your hair has turned to silver. I know you're fading too. Daddy dear, oh daddy, I'm coming till I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home. Oodle-dee, oh, holy, try to bring me a bride. I know you'll still be just one of the boys, so I'm heading back home tonight. Your hair has turned to silver. I know Daddy dear, oh daddy, I'm coming back to you. You made my boyhood happy, but still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home. Hoodle, hoodle, hoodle. Thank you very kindly. This next song is one of the real old ones. It was written way back the turn of the century, probably. It's called Two Little Girls in Blue. Maybe many of you will remember it. I just hope and pray that I'll remember the words. An old man gazed at a photograph in a locket he'd worn for years. His nephew then asked him the reason why This picture had brought him tears. Come listen, my lad, a story I'll tell. A story that's so but true. Your father and I one day at school met two little girls in blue. Two little girls in blue, lad. Two little girls in blue. They were sisters and we were brothers. We learned to love the two. One little girl in blue, lad, won your father's heart, became your mother. I married the other, but we have drifted apart. This picture's one of those girls, he said to me, she was once a wife. I thought her unfaithful, we quarreled, lad, parted that night for life. My fancy of jealousy wronged her heart, a heart that was good and true. For no better girls ne'er lived than they, those two little girls in blue. Two little girls in blue, lad, two little girls in blue. They were sisters and we were brothers. We learned to love the two. One little girl in blue, lad, won your father's heart, became your mother. I married the other, but we have drifted apart. Thank you.
Well, this might be the moment you've been waiting for. Skip Johns and the Travelers weren't quite ready. And guess who's coming? Chubby and Grady.
Everybody fasten your seat belts. We're going to take you for a little ride.
Thank you.
We were supposed to go on the show a little bit earlier, but our banjo player got sick and I had to find a doctor for him, but we finally got him well enough to come on the show. So we're going to do a little thing for you called the Working Man Blues. It's a hard job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. I've been a working man, dang your whole life. I'll keep on working as long as my 2 hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer and have a drink, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I'll drink a little beer that evening, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Let me hear you, Chubby. Sometimes I feel like leaving, do a little bumming around, throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town, but I'll go back working. Got to buy my baby a brand new pair of shoes. I'll drink my beer at a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. One place I won't be, I'll keep on working. Long as my 2 hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. One more time, Chub. Thank you very much. You just don't know how good that makes us feel. Feels so good I can't hardly stand it. We've had several requests for Chubby to play a thing called Listen to the Mockingbird. There he comes.
Mockingbird.
That's good, but they'll be back tonight. And maybe some of you who have to go home and get ready for church tomorrow will make room for some of those who haven't been able to sit down. I've told you, folkways take many twists and twines and turns, and an important part is the gospel music. We have a nice gospel group from over Lake City Way, Ray Johnson and the Lords. Let's welcome them.
Let me walk with you, Jesus. Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Found you when I was so lonely. I found you when I was so blue. And never one time has he failed me. To him with my troubles I'll go. So let me walk. So let me walk with you,
Thank you so much. It's good to be back at the Florida Folk Festival in White Springs. See Cousin Thelma and all the good people that we see from year to year. It's always a great pleasure to be here. The next song asks a question. Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? What if I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Now, everybody gonna have a legend in glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Hallelujah, brother, that's the record, he's coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen to him, my sister, we're not leaving you out. You may not be a preacher, but you sing and you shout. If you understand it, and you can if you try. Now Jesus is coming from the throne on high. Everybody gonna have religion and glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah, brother, that's the record, coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Everybody gonna have written glory. Everybody gonna be singing a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother, that's right, he's coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ray always comes and shares his music with us for our beautiful Easter sunrise service that we have in the park on Easter morning, and it's beautiful. Let's give them another hand. There are certain things you can't cultivate, you know, no matter how hard you try, and that one is a sense of humor, and goodness knows Frog has that. Frog is a great Floridian, and whether he knows it or not, a great performer, but like all the others of us who are hams, he loves to get up and share his tall tales with us. I see we've got him down here for that great old saying, spare the rod, and you know the rest, spoil the child. Let's see what he has to say on the subject. Frog Smith. Fort Myers. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I'm glad to be up here again. And I hear a whole lot about this, that, and the other about the raising of children. And you see, I raised four of them, but you don't know how what a time I had of raising them. And sparing the rod, I heard my son say the other night in church that I stuck to him through thick and thin. He said I had a thick belt and he had thin breeches. Well, back in the old days, you don't know what a time we had coming up, us boys. They say the teenagers are worse today, but they're no worse. They just don't have as much to do with. Now, I can remember one time when I was a teenager, old enough to notice the girls, though, especially a bunch pretty as this, but any of them could make me run. But I was trying to shine up to a good-looking young girl, and I went to one of these old Sunday afternoon plays at her house. I created more trouble around that house that night than you would have ever thought possible. To begin with, we were playing a game called Drop the Handkerchief. We were running around in circles in the yard, dropping a handkerchief behind one, and he'd try to catch it. But as it happened, they poured the dishwater in those days out the window because it didn't have sinks and drain pipes and grease traps and all that. That grease was trapped in that mud hole, and it was just as slick as could be. Well, I went sailing around that house while I was trying to shine up to that girl. I hoped to make a good impression by running fast. I slipped down in that mud hole. I went clear up that under the house to my shoulders up there where old Grandma had a hen sitting. I slid through that hen nest, and she pecked me and then blamed my dog with it and lit it on him, and he got out and treed the cat for it. By the time that Mrs. Barrett got out there to find out who caused all the trouble and started after me with a mop, I got out of the yard before she treed me. But now, my son Bill and his family from Fort Myers are coming up next, and I'd like to explain something. Bill had the misfortune to be born during the Depression. But back then, you couldn't buy a job, so I learned how to hunt frogs, and I got my frog light and went to the woods. And just like a fisherman, I learned to lie just like a fisherman do. The fisherman always tells about the biggest fish that come in, but I can tell about the frogs that went the other way. Mr. Ferguson here a while ago told about the fish that was so big he had to walk around him to see if he had an eye on the other side. Well, one night I went out hunting and caught a bag of frogs. I guess there was 100 frogs in that bag, all different sizes. Now, you know, frogs are bad cannibals. They'll eat each other, just like humans have to do if meat keeps going up. But anyway, I put all them frogs in there together. And on the way home, that littlest frog got eaten by the next biggest one, and then the next biggest one swallowed him. They kept swallowing one another. By the time I got home, I didn't have one old frog in the bag, and he was still hungry. But back then, meat was plentiful, but money weren't. You couldn't buy the meat. So we'd ship the hind legs of them frogs up to north where the folks up there could enjoy them and have some meat, too. And we kept the front legs down here. Well, my wife learned to make a stew out of them. She stewed so many of them front axles, and Bill eats so many of them front axles of them frogs and the rib cages around there and where the lungs had been that he soon developed a regular bullfrog voice. You're going to hear it right now. Thank you.
Well, that's great, and we'll lovingly introduce the Smith Family Gospel Singers, and Eloise is Frog's daughter-in-law, and his son is Bill, one of the leaders of this group. They've been here many times, and they are a blessing to all who hear them sing. Let's welcome the Smith Family Gospel Singers.
Long ago, I know it was really so. A child was born to save us from our sins. John saw him on the shore, blessed Lamb forevermore. It was the Christ, the
man of Galilee.
I love that man of Galilee. He has done so very much for me. He forgave me all my sins, placed the love of God within.
I want to move from this world of fear, kind of getting tired of living here. I want to go home where the winds of sorrow never blow. Far from the shadow of the tomb, far from the sadness and the gloom. I want to go home when death demands my tattered soul.
Getting ready to tomorrow, gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrow.
I'm looking for a mansion fair.
I see the light. I'm almost there.
I wanna go home when life is through, moving out to heaven where dreams come true. I can get a thrill just thinking about the glory we'll share. Gonna see loved ones who are gone, gonna see the King upon his throne, and never return to this old life when I get there.
Getting ready today, moving out tomorrow, gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrow.
For so long now, we dreamed about, come on. angels play, their hearts so loud, let trumpets ring loud and clear. For that day we dreamed of for so long, that day is almost here. I can feel on my